Meghan and Harry didn't feel they got enough comfort or solace from them, says the household source. Harry, meanwhile, had felt constrained by the rigid life of a royal long before he fell head over heels for Meghan. Harry the royal and Harry the person are completely different, says an insider. He has chafed against various parts of his life for ages. Since losing his mother, Princess Diana, when he was 12, he's battled grief and trauma and lost himself to it throughout much of his youth, compounded by the pain of being referred to as the spare to heir, William, from the day he was born. It's not terribly good for your self-confidence, says Junior. He was always compared to William. William was the good-looking one, the important one, the clever one. Harry was the also-ran. I think that did a toll on him. But he found purpose in the military as an army captain in his 20s. I wasn't a prince, I was just Harry, he later told the Mail on Sunday. Being in the army was the best escape I've ever had. I felt I was really achieving something. Adds Junior, he went from being this troubled, unconfident teen to this amazing ambassador for the Queen and charity. He charmed the world. To those in palace circles, Harry's global popularity. He has won legions of new fans since launching his Invictus Games for wounded service members and opening up about his own mental health struggles. He's at odds with suggestions that he would have been forced out by either his father or the Queen. Charles has always envisioned working with both of his sons and their families in the future, says a close source. The leaner monarchy that has been proposed by Charles for cost-cutting purposes included Harry and whoever he married, adds a palace insider. Junior notes that given the high volume of charities and engagements the royals take on, and with Prince Philip, who's 98, retired, and the Queen largely absent from daily public work, courtiers imagined that the future that Harry would be shoulder to shoulder with William when he was king. He would pick up the bits that William wouldn't be as good for. They would be complementary and side by side throughout their lives. That was a lovely picture. Harry was the secret weapon, really. But the reality proved far more complex, and when Meghan came around, she was interested in making changes. He welcomed it, says the insider. When son Archie was born last May, the couple's focus shifted even more to doing what's right for their family, adds a friend. What's more, the couple felt they had already absorbed more than their share of blows in the UK press.